Masechet Kelim, Perek Yotet, Mishnah Dalid. In the last Mishnah, we said, according to the opinion of Rabbi Meir, the length of the Mizran that hangs from the bed loosely is part of the bed and would have the same Tum'ah status as the bed. But according to the opinion of Rabbi Yoseh, only the first 10 Tefahim that hang are part of the bed and share its status. We'll continue to apply this Mahloket. Mishnah says, Nisa hazav al hamita ve'al hamizran. If a zav rested his weight on a bed where a mizran was wound and part of the mizran hangs from the bed, a zav, a man who has a very strange type of discharge because of a sickness, he makes anything that he rests upon, rests his weight upon, in av hatum'ah. This is from tum'at midras. This zav transmits tum'ah to two levels and invalidates one level. The bed becomes an avha tum'ah, and the mizran connected to the bed also is part of the bed and becomes an avha tum'ah as well. An avha tum'ah could make another item a rishon la tum'ah, a certain person or kelim or food and drink, and that rishon la tum'ah can make food or drink tameh as a sheni la tum'ah. The sheni could transmit tum'ah to terumah, making it a shelishi, and therefore pasul, not allowed to consume that terumah, the portion that's given to the kohen. Only could it be eaten by kohanim in a pure state when the terumah is tameh. It's not allowed to be eaten at that point in time. Divrei Rabbi Meir, this is the opinion of Rabbi Meir, that the entire mizran has the status of an avha tum'ah, even the part that hangs all the way down, no matter how long it is, it's part of the bed. So when a zav rests on the bed, and he causes the bed to become tameh, the mizran as well becomes tameh with it. Rabbi Yoseh Omer, Nisa hazav al hamitav al hamizran, says Rabbi Yoseh, if a zav is on the bed that is put together with a mizran, like we said, just to say again, the mizran is that thing that's wound around the bed. It's a type of fabric, a band, a cloth band that's wrapped around to hold the bed together. So according to the Biyose, the bed is put together with a mizran. Asara tefachim mitameh shenayim uposeh lehad. The first 10 tefachim of the mizran transmits tum'ah on two levels and validates one other level. Like we saw in the last Mishnah, the Biyose tells us only the first 10 tefachim of the mizran are part of the bed. So only those 10 tefachim become an av hatum'ah. Me'asara lachutz mitameh ehad uposeh ehad. The loose part of the mizran from 10 tefachim and on transmits tum'ah on one level and validates one additional level. If that means it does not become an av hatum'ah, it becomes a rishon la tum'ah. So the first 10 tefachim of the mizran would become an av hatum'ah. The second become a rishon la tum'ah because they touch the inner part of the mizran, the first 10 tefachim, and therefore this 10 and up or 10 in addition become a rishon. They could make food or drink a sheni. The sheni could also then make teruma a shelishi, and you can't consume it at that point in time. Rabbi Yoseh continues, Nisa al hamizran. If a zav is supported on by the mizran, he rests on the mizran, not on the bed. Me'asara v'lifnim tameh. If he puts his weight on the part of the mizran that's 10 tefahim and inward, the closest to the bed, then he's tameh. The first 10 tefahim of the mizran are connected to it and part of the bed. So when the zav rests on the mizran, it becomes tameh. So again, the first 10 tefahim of the mizran become tameh, and the bed as well becomes tameh with it. But if he rests his weight on the part of the mizran that is 10 tefachim and on and outward, not the first 10 tefachim connected to the bed, but 10 after that, it's tahor. The part of the mizran that's beyond 10 tefachim is not part of the bed. And when a zav rests his weight on that part of the mizran, it does not become tameh, because it's not considered to be something that he rests upon. And obviously the bed does not become tameh because it's considered to be not connected to the bed.